from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Number one, the weather. Yesterday, we had the skies open up. 70-mile-an-hour wind gust in Cleveland kind of set the tone for what was headed our way. Waves of thunderstorm activity with heavy rain, over 2 inches of rain in some areas, and caused flooding in streets and overflow drainage systems. There were a lot of tree limbs down and waves of rain. If you were out and about like I was, it was very intimidating driving. And I would imagine there are a lot of people that did pull over at times. And it started, as Joe Lundberg told us yesterday, in the afternoon. And at first, it looked like most of the rough stuff would stay north of the city. But everybody got a dose. You mentioned the Pirates game, 3-hour delay.
Right. And to the south and east of the city, basically from, say, California northeastward up to Ligonier, and from Delmont south to Ohiopyle, a severe thunderstorm warning in that area last night until 8:30. That's how long it all went on.
And there are just a couple of spots left over with some rain, not anticipated to be severe this morning. And once those pass, it should be a much quieter day, remaining humid with a high around 80 degrees. We're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg and also get an update on what is still Tropical Storm Debbie that's going to bounce back onto the coast, and it went right through the eye of Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, by the way, Larry, the one stat that I do have at hand right now on rainfall totals, just over 8/10 of an inch was recorded at Pittsburgh International through, say, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock last night.
And that would be on the low side for some people that got a couple of inches, yeah. And some of that came in mega doses very quickly, and there's a lot of cleanup that's going to go on locally.
And we've got light rain showers moving through the county right now.
And I got this. Yesterday, we broke the news that Kamala Harris had chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, which was a surprise to many here, many people in the area, many Democrats in Pennsylvania anticipated that it would be our governor, Josh Shapiro. So Josh Shapiro, shortly before 6 o'clock, when they did the official rally in Philadelphia, was on a roll.
Have you ever seen this guy? Like, when he's on a stage, he, like, kind of meanders over, you know, can't really walk well. And he goes over to the flag, and he, like, hugs the flag. I mean, I love the flag, but it's a weird thing he does.
Weird was the word yesterday that right. They locked on to.
So many people thought that Shapiro would be the choice for two very strong reasons. The first of one being that he's the governor of Pennsylvania and popular and very helpful in winning the 19 electoral votes that are going to be desperately needed to win the presidency. And then the other thing was, is that he was a centrist, you know, with
more moderate
views. And it turned out to be just the opposite. Harris went with Walz, who's got a very strong progressive streak in him.
Not sure why they made that choice in the end, in spite of what they say, but they clearly still have Josh Shapiro's full support, and their seven-stop rally begins today.
A very good article I read before coming into work this morning in the Wall Street Journal talked about Harris's interviews with the various candidates, and she apparently really liked her interview on Sunday with Walz. She had three interviews on Sunday. Really liked him, thought that they got along well. And then she told her staff that she was going to sleep on it, but she was pretty sure she was going to go with the Minnesota governor. So there you go.
And again, Josh Shapiro was very impassioned in his speech yesterday, and towards the end,
I want to just say this. I lean on my family, and I lean on my faith, which calls me to serve. And I am proud of my faith.
Some suggesting his faith was an issue that they thought they couldn't overcome.
Wow, what a shame that we're talking about that topic in 2024.
But that's the reality of it.
Some of the takes that I've read online from people that I follow who I have some respect for being, you know, observers rather than partisans, a number of people have remarked that Shapiro was the strongest speaker last night.
You can bet all that you have that he will be a keynote at the Democratic National Convention.
I would imagine. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that possibility. One of the people that I follow, after listening to Shapiro last night, said he fully expects that Josh Shapiro will be president of the United States someday.
Well, down the road, we'll see if for some reason, you know, it's right now it looks like it's neck and neck between Trump and Harris. If Harris happens to win, I'm willing to bet that they made some kind of promise to Josh. We'll take care of you down the road.
Like Attorney General of the United States, maybe?
Boom. And a lot of people are going to be talking about this, and you may go, what? Brandon Ayuk.
Right. This high-priced receiver who is with San Francisco, wants out of there, wants a big contract. And the reports are that at least one of our sources across the hall over here at the Fan is saying that it looks like he's coming to Pittsburgh. And then Mike Tomlin has a news conference scheduled for 9 o'clock today,
which is before practice. And don't forget, they won't be available to the public tomorrow because they'll be preparing for Steelers-Texans Friday night at Acrisure Stadium.
Well, Ayuk is clearly a very talented receiver, but the kind of money he's looking for, I mean, we're talking about more money than they're paying T.J. Watt. I personally just don't think any receiver's worth that kind of money. Tyreek Hill signed a three-year, $90 million contract with the Dolphins. He's getting $30 million a year, and there's no question he's probably the best receiver in the league. But, you know, how good is Ayuk compared to that? And I don't know. I just don't know if it's worth. And plus, besides the money, the 49ers are said to be asking for some quality draft picks as well.
Well, they
pretty
will,
high price to pay.
We'll find out at 9 o'clock if that's going to happen. They do, from the experts, need more receivers. George Pickens is kind of their lead guy.
But there's a lot of depth there. And what if one of those players steps up? I mean, does the Steelers have a record of finding people with ability and a lot of upside, and then some of them wind up emerging?
I'd be shocked if this happens.
Me too. Doesn't seem like a Steelers thing to me, even with the new leadership in Omar and
So, by the way, they have practiced this morning at 10:30 and tomorrow morning at 10:30 too, even though normally the day before a game, there's no access, but they're going to practice. Then Friday night at Acrisure Stadium, they've got a game with the Texans, and that's going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff. Here's my cheat code. Learn about the new kickoff in
the boy,
NFL.
Absolutely right,
this
Larry.
This is absolutely going to shock fans, because a lot of fans are completely unaware that they've changed this rule. And in fact, we'll grab one of the guys from the Fan tomorrow to talk you through it. So that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and take us with you wherever you go. News Radio KDKA. And had some questions yesterday. Some people had asked about our Hometown Heroes nomination process. It's easy. Go to kdkradio.com. And in October, we'll have our 12th year where we recognize ordinary people doing extraordinary things in their communities without asking anything for themselves. So you can go to kdkaradio.com. Meanwhile, talking about what happened yesterday here with the weather, we had a lot of severe weather in terms of lightning strikes, some high winds, and heavy downpours and flooding. And Manuel Bajorca, CBS, will update us on what's going on with Tropical Storm Debbie.
In Monk's Corner, South Carolina, north of Charleston, a tornado from Tropical Storm Debbie tore through businesses and turned over cars.
One gentleman said shopping carts were flying in the air around him, and he jumped on top of a young lady to protect her from the glass.
Debbie brought heavy rain, wind, and flooding to Charleston, where Mayor William Cogswell extended Monday night's curfew until Wednesday.
We especially don't need any yahoos driving through the water and causing damage to property.
At least 9 inches of rain have already inundated the city, and another 8 to 10 inches are forecast through Friday. Charleston was a ghost town.
Too much. Busy.
Except in this spot, where a man who goes by Abdul was behind the cash register at this convenience store where he has worked for 27 years.
Every store man open. Nobody open, just me.
After making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane on Florida's west coast on Monday, Debbie brought flooding to Georgia.
I'm Cristian Benavides in Savannah, Georgia, where some roads remain closed. While flooding did not reach the historic levels that officials warned about, the heavy rainfall still left some residents picking up the pieces.
Well, my first instinct was to go check on my kids because I didn't.
Shakina Conyers, a single mother of four, was sleeping while Tropical Storm Debbie pummeled her neighborhood. Her roof caved in after this tree was uprooted by the storm. Family belongings in her living room and kitchen are ruined, and her apartment is uninhabitable.
For my kids, all I know is to put a smile on my face and say, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, both hit very hard and will be again as it slowly moves to the north to other vacation spots along the coast.
Right, Larry, I was looking before work this morning at the cone. As it goes up into, say, for example, North.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
North Carolina and then Virginia. Cities like Raleigh and Charlotte and Roanoke are all in the line of fire now and expected to get quite a bit of rain.
And we, here in the Pittsburgh area, are right on the edge of the anticipated movement north for the rain. And if that happens, it would arrive Friday here.
Yes, the anticipated rainfall that is nearest us is just about 1 inch of rain, and that is just to the east of Pittsburgh. So we could see a little bit of the rain. I mean, if the storm tracks a little bit further to the west. Oh, by the way, they are expecting this not to go well in Philadelphia, the Lehigh Valley, up into New York, New Jersey. It's going to be very, very strong rain and thunderstorms through that area as well, all produced by probably what will be left of Tropical Storm Debbie at that point, probably a depression at that point.
In the next 15 minutes, we're going to go live to talk to Joe Lundberg about what we anticipate and get an update on the weather. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday's nasty weather came and left a mess in a lot of places, and we'll get an update on that and Tropical Storm Debbie with meteorologist Joe Lundberg here in just a few minutes. Yesterday, the big news at this time, we were anticipating Kamala Harris announcing who her running mate would be. At that point, I think a lot of people, Paul, just thought it was going to be Josh Shapiro. The rally was in Philly.
One of the estimates online was he had a 66% chance of being named the running mate. I mean, it was
and there are
somewhat of a surprise,
suggesting that he was their choice, and then they made a turn at the last minute. I'm not 100% sure if that's true or why.
Well, the Wall Street Journal article I read about the interview process said that Kamala Harris came away very impressed with her talk with Walz on Sunday and told aides that she was fairly certain that he would be the one but wanted to sleep on it.
And then probably talked to Shapiro. And we reached out to Josh Shapiro directly, and hopefully we'll hear from him. We kind of waved our arms over, hey, what about us over here in Pittsburgh on the other side of the state? And I'm sure we'll get reaction from him at some point. Meanwhile, so who is Tim Walz? CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
A quip by Tim Walz 2 weeks ago about former President Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance grabbed Democrats' attention.
These are weird people on the other side. They want to take books away. They want to be in your exam room.
And it caught on.
And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
Born in Nebraska, the 60-year-old governor in his second term has marveled at the interest in him.
I don't know if every high school geography teacher expects to be in this position at some point.
He also coached the state champion high school football team. An Army National Guard veteran, Walz first ran for Congress in 2006, concerned about the Iraq War.
Our troops deserve a plan to win the peace.
He represented a southern Minnesota district that strongly backed Trump in 2016 and developed a bipartisan reputation that got him elected governor in 2018. Critics blamed him for a flat-footed response in 2020 to violence sparked by George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis.
This has obviously been the most difficult week in Minnesota in recent history.
A series of police reforms, including a ban on chokeholds, followed. More recently, he signed bills expanding school meals programs, banning conversion therapy for minors, and protecting abortion services, even visiting a women's health clinic in Minnesota with Harris. He and his wife, Gwen, have two children, including a daughter conceived through IVF.
Governor Walz here out at the state fair with my daughter,
Hope,
who co-star with him in some of his most popular videos.
We're going to go get some food, corn dog.
I'm vegetarian.
Turkey then.
We're told when Harris called Walz Tuesday morning, he initially didn't answer because the call came up as no caller ID. So she called again, he answered and accepted. And by the end of Tuesday, the duo had raised at least $20 million. Another sign of enthusiasm for the new Democratic ticket. Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, St. Paul, Minnesota.
So they're off and campaigning, and they will head to his state in Minnesota. And they have, I believe, a seven-state stop.
And in choosing Walz, Kamala Harris has found somebody who can do the name-calling thing just like Donald Trump does to his opponents. He comes up with a one-word, you know, taunt of some kind ahead of a person's name, like, for example, Crazy Nancy Pelosi, Sleepy Joe Biden, and on and on it goes.
Now it's weirdo this, that.
Right, yeah. Frankly, I'd prefer not hearing any of it, and I'd like to hear what they want to do, but
I've yet to hear a real comprehensive plan on anything.
No, no.
It's sweeping.
Millions and millions upon millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, will be spent on smearing the other candidate in the advertising instead of, you know, saying, here's what we want to do.
Well, here we go. Coming up, we're going to talk to meteorologist Joe Lundberg from AccuWeather's World Headquarters and get a fix on what we anticipate here after our severe weather last night and the remnants of Debbie may be headed this way. Weather crossed the area late yesterday afternoon and into the evening. Are we done with the worst of it?
Oh, yeah, the worst of it's gone. I mean, there might still be a shower or two this morning. I wouldn't be shocked if there was a flash of lightning or a rumble of thunder, but certainly nothing in the order of severe weather. All of that is now come and gone. But it's still going to be a little on the unsettled side for the next 72 hours. That gets us through the day Friday. And, of course, the latter part of that is all about the tropical storm Debbie as it moves northward. We're going to be in the western periphery of it, but I think there can be some wet weather with it during the day on Friday and into early Friday night before it goes away and sets the table for what should be a spectacular weekend of weather.
Joe, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know if you've got some rainfall totals from yesterday afternoon. It was something in my place.
Oh, I saw the Pitt Airport had 0.81 inches. I don't know that that's going to be representative of the entirety of the area. Let's see if I can call up a couple more. Allegheny Airport looks like they picked up 0.4 inches. So I'm surprised that that was on the lower end. But as bad as it was here, it was a lot worse. There were some places around New York City, strangely enough, that had upwards of 6 to 7 inches of rain. All kinds of flooding and water rescues in the Bronx from just tropical downpours. So it was bad here, but it was actually worse in places to our east.
And you say we're going to be on the edge of that rain field from Debbie.
Yeah, and that means that areas to the east, probably toward the Laurel Highlands, central Pennsylvania, may be looking at 2 to 4 inches of rain associated with Debbie moving through. I don't think that kind of rain falls in the Pittsburgh area, and certainly you go west into Ohio, and it'll be much, much less if there's any rain whatsoever on Friday. It may just be completely dry there.
And Debbie expected to drop a lot of rain from Philadelphia to New York and Lehigh Valley area.
Yeah, I think it's really more like the Lehigh Valley and over toward the Susquehanna River Basin. It just looks like a more western track means that areas along and just to the west of it, which puts central Pennsylvania, Somerset, Bedford, over toward maybe Greencastle and Gettysburg. Those are the places I think that could be looking at some heftier rain amounts in that 2 to 4 inch category, which again brings parts of the Laurel Highlands into that equation.
Joe, appreciate the update. Thank you. Stay dry.
All right, you will. I will do my best. Take care.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters.
Yeah, that is correct. That the African American community has a much higher rate of diabetes and hypertension, which leads for many of them to end-stage renal disease with patients on the transplant list being over 100,000, the majority of those awaiting kidneys. So there is a large number of not just African-American, but other multicultural communities, as you pointed out, awaiting transplants.
And overall, 100,000 people across the U.S. waiting for life-saving transplants. And I think one of the things I've learned, Doc, is that one person can save up to 8 people through organ donation and 75 people through tissue donation. When you look at it that way, the significance of being a donor is remarkable.
That is correct. When someone elects to be a donor, a deceased donor is what we're talking about here, through either their driver's license or speaking to families, the impact that they have, and it could be locally here in our community, but also throughout the country as organs are used throughout the country. And it is a large and wide impact one person can have on someone's life.
Let's talk about living donors and what a living donor can provide.
So living donation at Allegheny General, we do living donor liver transplants as well as living donor kidney transplants. These on the kidney transplant side, kidneys from living donors are overall better kidneys compared to deceased donors. We can get patients off of the transplant list, off of dialysis much sooner into recovery, as a living donor is someone who is just going to donate to their particular recipient. On the liver side, patients donate part of their liver. The liver will regenerate, and in essence, the liver will grow to essentially the same size as it was prior. Both surgeries are very safe surgeries, very little complications to both donors. Donors are not, after donation, after recovery, are expected to go back to regular lives without really any change to their long-term health and or their lifestyles.
If you'd like to become a donor, go to registerme.org. That's registerme.org. Dr. Lorenzo Machado, transplant surgeon at Allegheny Health Network. Thank you for all you do, Doc. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much for putting the information out there. This is something that is extremely important to not just donors and recipients, but the entire society as a whole.
Yeah, and let your staff and team know we appreciate them too.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.